Today on Chatabout, we preview the August Academy coming to the Northland Regional Sports Park in Bemidji this weekend. It's put on by the women of BASA, and the co-leaders Tara Hocuff and Ingrid Thompson have the details coming up on Chatabout. Chatabout is sponsored today by First National Bank Bemidji and the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Kev.
So I'll let either one of you take this. What is the Women of BASA?
I guess I'll take that. So the Women of BASA, we're a group of like-minded women who are really passionate about self-defense and just the education that goes behind firearm training. So the Women of BASA, we're a small group that mostly focuses on like defense situation, handguns. We practice out at the BASA range up on 89. And so we do kind of a classroom training every month. And then we like to get out on the range and do some hands-on shooting. We have some great instructors and range safety officers who are always willing to help. So yeah, that's kind of the gist.
About how many people are involved, Tara?
You know, there's probably 30 official members on the roster now. We had some transition time there between our different names of our group. We used to be affiliated with a national group, and then honestly dues just increased, and we decided we would rather our money go and stay local. So we are now the Women of BASA. So I would say about 30 strong, but at our peak we were up to 50.
Okay, and BASA is Bemidji Area Shooters Association, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're tied in with the overall Bemidji Shooters group. But this organization, you mentioned a lot about self-defense. Is it more self-defense than shooting sports, or what is the emphasis here?
Yeah, it's mostly, we focus more on the self-defense part of it, but our education ranges from everything from how handguns work and their different components to situational awareness to, in September, we're going over to the Trap and Skeet Club, which is also part of the Northland Shooting Regional Shooting Club. So it kind of ranges from everything, and we can kind of take our group for what our members' interests are and kind of do the trainings based on those. But we are more heavily handgun self-defense focused.
Well, Tara, you've been involved in this for a long time, and you're getting ready for the annual August Academy, which goes back to the previous organization. How many years has the Academy been going now?
This is our fifth annual, so okay. five solid years of doing this specific event.
So it's coming up this weekend, and again, we should talk about the fact that it's at the Northland Shooting Sports Park, which is up Highway 89, pretty easy to find. Yeah, the signs will get you there. Just get on 89, you'll see the signs. So what's going on this weekend at the event?
So this weekend, it goes Friday through Sunday. Friday afternoon is pretty much an open house where you can come meet and greet us, the Women of BASA, but also some of the actual BASA membership. The board will be out there. There is the youth BB gun shoot on Friday as well. So if you have kids who want to come learn some safety and try their hand at shooting a BB gun in our big inflatable range, that would be awesome. Saturday is the big day. It goes all day, 9 to 6. There's a three-gun challenge again, a drop plate competition, a silent auction, which is our main fundraiser for the whole year. We've got tons of awesome donations for that. There's a ladies-only handgun handling and safety class in the morning. In the afternoon, there's that kids' safety class we talked about. And then I think our lunch hour is probably the most exciting because it's new.
Oh, okay.
besides having some awesome food catered by Warwick Brothers Barbecue for a free will donation and Heroes Rise Coffee all day, we also have our emergency responders coming out to do almost like a mini wheels event. So the Bemidji Fire Department, the Beltrami County Sheriffs, the North Country First Responders, and a SHRP will all be attending our lunch hour on Saturday.
Explain to me what a three-gun competition is.
Yeah, so a three-gun competition is super fun. So what they do is they have three different guns that they shoot. So a rifle, a shotgun, and then a handgun. And it's a timed event, so you kind of see them running around, moving station to station. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of different targets involved, whether they're spinning ones, whether they're way downrange for the rifle shooting. Yeah, it's pretty exciting and pretty fun. We usually get a really good turnout.
And the event this weekend is free for everybody?
It is free, and we really encourage the public to come out, and if nothing else, just come see the facility out there, because so many people still don't understand what an amazing spot we have at our access. So, yeah, the clubhouse will be open. The whole range will be open. People can come watch the competitions, check out the silent auction, and bid on things.
So what are some of the big silent auction items we can go for?
Oh, gosh.
We have so many. It feels like most of the businesses around town, we've been really lucky. We've had a lot of local support. Tara's been handling most of the donations, so she would know some of the bigger ones.
Honestly, I don't know. It depends what you're most interested in, but it's everything from greenhouse gift certificates to restaurant gift certificates. There's ammunition. I know that's a good one.
We have a few guns that came in, the BB guns that were donated. Ken K. Thompson Jewelry donated 2 jewelry items. So we literally have everything from kids' stuff to ammunition to guns to jewelry to...
Wow.
To Bloody Mary baskets. And there's kind of a mix of everything. So I'm sure everybody could find something that they like.
Absolutely. And, of course, it all goes to your group, right?
Yes. 100% of the proceeds from the silent auction will come back to the Women of Bassa. And we use that money mostly for supplies, but also to grant scholarships for our members to do additional safety trainings. Ingrid talked about having range safety officers, so we have to have them on the shooting line anytime we're doing any kind of live fire activities. And of course there's costs with those trainings, so we're able to use those funds to help our group.
So how did you guys get involved in this?
Well, Tara called me one day and was like, hey buddy, I found this really cool group, I think it's a great idea, but I can't do it by myself. And I said, okay, send me the information. And then that was 6 years ago, and kind of started it from there. And we were, you know, expecting we'd maybe have 5 or 6 other people, and it would just kind of be a fun monthly thing to do. And it's kind of turned into this really fun, really great group of like-minded women who come every month, and they're excited to learn. And yeah, it's been awesome.
What about you, Tara?
I had joined the Bassa board first, actually, just being active out on the range, and they were talking about trying to find a place where women would be comfortable, because not everybody's loves learning from their husbands or brothers or dads. And so I just kind of started doing some research, and that's how we found that national group, which was a great springboard and gave us kind of the structure we needed to do it on our own, and we've hit it out of the ballpark, I think.
Yeah.
Well, how did you first get interested in shooting? It's just something you picked up as an adult. Was you part of that family heritage thing that so many people are a part of?
Yes, I think both of us grew up with parents and siblings who are all very into hunting. So, you know, it kind of started like that for both of us. So we were always just raised around it. And we definitely both know the struggle of trying to learn from the males in our life. So when she said women only, that was kind of the big ticket for me.
Yeah. And I know you grew up hunting and fishing and all that stuff, right?
I did. And I'm one of the gals who's very blessed to have had grandparents and a dad and a brother who drug me along for everything and didn't complain about it, actually. So, I'd like to give more women the opportunity if they don't have it within their own families.
Okay. So people listening, particularly women listening that have not been part of this before, this weekend would be a great time to get out there and see what's going on. How do you get involved if you want to join the Women of Bassa?
Well, we meet the second Tuesday of every month at 5:30 out at the Bassa Clubhouse. You can find us on Facebook if you just search Women of Bassa, so B-A-S-A. But we really encourage everybody just to come out any of those Tuesdays, specifically this weekend. There'll be a bunch of us out there. You don't have to commit to joining. If you do decide to join, it's now just a membership to Bassa with an extra $10 to join our portion. So if you already have a family membership, you just have to add $10 to it to be a part of the Women of Bassa.
Yeah. And this weekend, although, you know, it's Women of Bass are putting it on, it's for everybody. It's for everyone, right?
Yes, definitely. We still will be outnumbered. There will still be a lot more guys out there with all the events going on. And the guys of BASA are really, really supportive of our group. And honestly, you just got to come experience it.
I got to think that for anybody who maybe is not familiar with that park or have not been out there, it'd be a great time to go out there. There is so much more to that park than meets the eye. I go to the United Way trap shoot thing every year, and that's only one small part of the park. I mean, it's massive.
Yeah, it's huge. So you have, you know, our side of the range, the Bassa range, and there's four bays there. So, and then you have the Trap and Ski Club, and then there's the whole training area behind the park. So I don't even know how many acres it is. Maybe you don't, but it's quite big.
It's a lot.
All right. So again, you go out Highway 89 north, you'll see the sign and you follow it. I'm assuming because there's certain areas of the park that, like you say, there's a different part for you than there is the trap shooting. So will there be signs to guide us to the right portion?
The signs, we have heard people say the signs are a little hard to spot. So if you head north on 89, it's pretty much right at the 3 mile marker, and you'll turn west down into the Northland Regional Sports Park. The first building on the right is the Trap and Ski Club, and I believe Saturday afternoon they'll have somebody there for their open to the public hours as well. But you just keep following that road to the end and you'll run right into the Bassa Clubhouse.
Okay. Anything else we should know before we wrap it up?
I don't think so.
We're excited.
Yeah.
Okay. We can't wait to see everybody and meet some new faces. And
again, no charge to come on out and take part in the activities. And Saturday seems to be the really big day for people.
Definitely Saturday is the busiest and the best chance to meet the most faces.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ingrid Thompson and Tara Hocuff are the co-leaders of the Women of Bassa. Their big August Academy is this weekend. And again, Saturday, probably the key day. Thank you both for being here today. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kev.
Chat About Today has been sponsored by the Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, and First National Bank Bemidji. Tomorrow, we'll preview the Beltrami County Board meeting with Beltrami County Commissioner Tim Sumner. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day.